because they're relatively isolated at each of their clubs, do people are do kind of like I don't know how you would say it, just a camaraderie among people at each club to where when you have tournaments and things, they want to, you know, team up and beat other clubs? Is there like a friendly, what would you call, like a competition there between all of your clubs and its members?
Yes and no. They are pretty much with their own groups, and now between the four clubs, a lot of our better leagues are mixing between all the clubs. You know, if you're a 4-0, 4-5 player, you want to get to know more people at that level. So, and there aren't that many, so you pretty much know your competition. Even at our competitors' clubs, you know, the open players or the better players all know each other. And we haven't really nurtured competition between the clubs as much as we do events between the clubs. We have, for the juniors, we put together, and I think this is our fourth year, I lose track of time, we put together a Grand Slam tournament that we run seven tournaments throughout the year for juniors. And each one's at a different club. You know, they rotate around. We have a schedule, and that hosts the tournament. And the kids enter in this series of tournaments. We accumulate points. So the more they play, the more points they get. So if they play more tournaments, they get more points. If they win, they keep getting more points as they work up the, you know, towards winning the tournament. And then we have prizes at the end. But that's pretty much on an individual basis. But it's combining all four clubs. And then we also have traveling team once a month that we take, I think, 6 to 8 players to one of our other clubs and compete against that club. And then they have kind of a pizza party and social afterwards. And then we have our inner club, which is now still organized by the Indoor Tennis Association, where we play against all the clubs in Greater Milwaukee. And that's what I had started. When I bought Highlander in 1986, I was running GMITA for, I think, 2 years or 3 years, and I finally, you know, resigned and said, you know, I own a club now. I got to concentrate on my club and not on just the Indoor Tennis Association. So we ended up hiring a woman to be the new executive director. And then in the summer, we have what we call State League or the USTA League. And the trend in that has been more and more teams are going to indoor courts because if it rains and your home court's outdoors, the home team is responsible for finding courts. And the indoor clubs, if that's your home team, you're all set. So they're scrambling, you know, if we have bad weather trying to find courts. So we have a pretty strong State League team. I have anywhere from, I think, 14 teams per club is, I think, my lowest, up to maybe 28 teams playing out of one club. So we have a lot of State League teams. Plus, that brings in all the competition, so you get exposure to all the other tennis players in the greater Milwaukee area coming and playing your home matches. So that's always been a good selling. You know, we always put on a good show. We supply beer and soda to our home team matches, and then they bring in refreshments. So hosting, you know, coordinating it is complicated to make sure that if you have three teams playing one night out of your club, you have to schedule matches if you only have 8 courts and 5 courts are booked. But we work it out. So as far as tennis, I mean, I think just about everybody in that plays tennis in Milwaukee is familiar with my clubs. USTA is going into, they're calling it 10 and under tennis. And what they have done is they've expanded to shorter, you know, miniature nets that you could put on half court and three different types of balls. You start with a foam ball and you work your way up. And it's for 10 and under. And what they're doing is they're saying that in all other sports, no kids start using the full court. You don't have a 6-year-old trying to shoot a 10-foot basket, you know, in basketball. You know,
Right.
soccer, they don't play on the full soccer field. They have a smaller field. They have a different ball. you know, all sports have different equipment for kids to get them started, you know, shorter basketball hoops, a different ball. And so tennis has adopted that philosophy that the whole key to tennis is to get the kids playing. Tennis, if you know, it's a difficult sport to really learn and be successful because you got to hit the ball over the net and in the court. Well, if the ball is easier to get to, which these new balls are slower, so they're easy to get to, and you have a smaller net and a smaller area to cover, the kids have success. And then they've even changed the scoring for the kids. It's 1-2-3-4 versus 30-love, you know, adding 15-30. You know, it's complicated to learn. So we get kids playing at the age of 8 or 9 that they can rally, you know, 10, 15 times, and they're having a lot more fun. And if they're having more fun, they'll stick to tennis. And so we've incorporated a quick start program where you could have 4 miniature nets and 1 tennis court and really have all the kids playing over their own net and hit the 4-year-olds and the 5 and 6. And then the older kids, they have a smaller surface area, but they're going over the regular net and with a different ball.